Today brought a sizable shift in the presidential race. The Republican frontrunner turned his attention from his rivals to his worldview. But one of those rivals rolled out a running mate. John Yang reports on this campaign day.
It's time to shake the rust off America's foreign policy. It's time to invite new voices and new visions into the fold.
Donald Trump, fresh from a decisive sweep of Tuesday's primaries, delivered his first major speech on foreign policy.
Carly Fiorina.
Ted Cruz answered with a headline of his own, naming former rival Carly Fiorina as his running mate.
This ticket is about the future. It is about our children. It is about our grandchildren. The stakes of this election, we are not simply wagering on a sporting contest.
This is a fight worth having. This is a fight worth winning. And with your help, we will win this fight.
Cruz is banking on next week's Indiana primary to give him new life. Trump now has more than three quarters of the delegates he needs for a first ballot victory. Last night, he declared himself the presumptive nominee and took aim at the Democrats' likely standard bearer, Hillary Clinton.
Well, I think the only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote.
Clinton answered the jibe after winning four states, putting her 90% of the way to clinching the nomination.
Well, if fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
I'm going to take this photo. One, two, three.
But Bernie Sanders is not ready to throw in his hand. The Vermont senator spoke today in West Lafayette, Indiana.
We are in this campaign to win and become the Democratic nominee.
At the same time, Sanders told the New York Times he plans to lay off hundreds of campaign workers and focus on winning California. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
We'll examine the race and hear more of Donald Trump's foreign policy speech after the news summary.